The Gospels According to Love audio. John chapter 19, Jesus crucified, April 4, 2005. Then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. The soldiers made a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and then they put it on him a purple robe, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." They hit him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said to Jesus, "Behold, I bring him before you again, that you may know I find no fault in him." Then Jesus came forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests and officers saw Jesus, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said, "You take him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered Pilate, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the son of love." When Pilate heard that saying, he was more afraid. He went again into the judgment hall and said to Jesus, "From where are you?" Jesus gave him no answer. Then said Pilate to Jesus, "Why do you not speak to me? Do you know I have the power to crucify you? Also I have the power to release you." Jesus answered, "You could have no power at all against me, except it was given to you from love. Therefore the hate that delivered me to you has the greater sin." From then on, Pilate sought to release Jesus. But the Jews cried out, "If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whosoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." Whenever Pilate heard this saying, he brought forth Jesus and sat down in the judgment seat. It was the preparation for the Passover. About the sixth hour, Pilate said to the Jews, "Behold your king." The Jews cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then Pilate delivered Jesus to his crucifixion. They took Jesus and led him away. Jesus, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the Place of the Skull, where they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side, Jesus being in the midst. Pilate wrote a title, attached it to the cross, the written thereon, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this title for the place of Jesus. Crucifixion is close to the city. The title read Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. The chief priests of the Jews spoke to Pilate, "Do not write King of the Jews, but that Jesus says, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier a part. Also they had Jesus' coat without seam woven from top throughout. They said among themselves, "Let us not tear it apart, but cast lots for it, to see whose it shall be." This happened that the scripture be fulfilled that said, "They parted my raiment amongst themselves, and for my vesture they did cast lots." These things the soldiers did. Standing by the cross of Jesus was his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciples whom he loved standing by, Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then Jesus said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that moment the disciple took her into his home. After this, Jesus, knowing all things to be accomplished, and that the scripture be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Sitting there was a vessel full of vinegar. They filled a sponge with the vinegar, put it upon hyssop, and put it into his mouth. When Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And then, bowing his head, Jesus gave up the ghost. The Jews, because it was preparation for the Passover, wished that the bodies did not remain upon the crosses on the Sabbath day. For this Sabbath day was the Passover. Pilate asked that their legs be broken and they be taken away. And when the soldiers came to Jesus and saw he was dead already, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and there come out blood and water. He that saw it bears record, and his record is true. He knows what he said is true, that you might believe. Those things transpired that the scriptures be fulfilled. A bone of him not be broken. Again another scripture said, "They shall look upon him whom they have pierced." After Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, Pilate gave him leave. So he came and took the body. Nicodemus also came, which at first came to Jesus by night. He brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then he took the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. In the place of Jesus' crucifixion there was a new sepulcher, wherein no one yet lay. There they laid Jesus, because the Jews' preparation day for the sepulcher was close at hand.